morning, listeners. Thank you for your time here as we are getting ready to do our May Tim Talks podcast. And our topic today is human resources. I have here my guest, Dr. John Schalosky. He is our human resources director here at Clark Pleasant Schools. John's been with Clark Pleasant for many, many years and has served in several different leadership roles and capacities, from obviously a head wrestling coach, I believe, also assistant principal, high school principal, currently in his role as a human resources director, and he may share a little bit more of his journey. But really today we want to talk about how we hire and how we retain and maintain our employees, and then probably wrap up with a little bit of the complexities and the stressors that we have in the last several years of labor shortage that we're seeing across all different vocations. So we'll circle back to really how we bring people in to Clark Pleasant. You know, we have close to 1,000 employees. Approximately 450-ish are certified teachers. That means they have a license through the Department of Education, and they are in the classroom teaching along with administrators who have the same certification and a little bit more of enhanced degrees and certification too. Then you have another group that are classified employees, and those are just as vital, just as important. You know, the old proverb, it takes a village to raise children and raise the people. So with that being said, our classified folks are just as important to make sure that we feed our students, that we transport our students to and from where they reside, that we also have clean facilities with our custodians, and we even make sure we have instructional help for our teachers with respect to multilingual learners that need assistance and special education students that need assistance. We have an office staff that obviously have a lot of clerical and reporting duties. So it is a complex organization to run a school organization this large, where we again have 7,000 students and close to 1,000 employees. So as I frame all of that, here's where I want to just pick Dr. Schalosky's brain a little bit with human resources. And I'll start with talk to us how you go through the entire interview process, from even posting, job descriptions, interviews. And again, you could pick any particular discipline, whether it's certified, classified, or even a particular department. So Dr. Schalosky, share with us a little bit of what procedures you guys all follow.
Thank you, Dr. Edsel. You really hit the nail on the head whenever you started with your introduction there. We are cottage industry. We've got every single type of profession available. Food service. We have our own internal food service. And so the biggest thing is that we have to keep focused on what's truly important in our business, which is student achievement. Every decision that's made, every person that's hired, everything that goes on has to equate to student achievement. And I don't equate that with grades, percentages. I equate that with, did we prepare a student to leave us? Because every student will leave us at some point. And have we prepared them to go on the next leg of their journey? So hiring, I have these things that I call principal fight club rules. Rule number one, hire the right people. Because if you hire the right person, you can overcome a lot of weaknesses and deficits because you've hired somebody that's good around kids. And we have to remember that no one single position is more important than the other. So from our classified all the way to our superintendent, it's about student achievement. So recruiting has become a year-round job. We're constantly looking for talent. We're constantly advertising, marketing what we have to offer, because you have to remember, money can attract talent, but it's culture and benefits that retain them. And so we try to have a family atmosphere here. And so when we have an opening or a new position, I'm contacted. My department posts the position. The buildings will conduct their own interviewing process for whatever position that is. Then they'll send a recommendation to us. From that point, I send out a conditional offer. That sometimes leads to some conversations because people want to know, okay, here's the money, but what else does the school corporation have to offer? And in most of our positions, it is full benefits. So from that point, then we process the recommendation. It has to be approved by the Board of School Trustees before a person is officially hired. And then once we get them hired, we have a very important, and it's our favorite day every week, which is our onboarding process. We want them, the new employees, to feel special, because it is special. It's a new day on the job, and we want to prepare them the best that we can to be successful whenever they get into the classroom. And so our onboarding process typically takes 2 days. The first day is with the human resources team, and in a lot of cases, it can be all day. Then the second day, we have a system to where they're getting indoctrinated into the building or position that they're in, so some additional training there. In the summers, we also have new staff orientation, which is for the certified staff, in order for them to understand how Clark Pleasant does business.
You know, you provided a lot of great answers and thoughts there. Couldn't agree more with the importance of creating a positive culture, a positive family atmosphere. Yes, as you have said, money, salary, benefits is very important to those individuals with respect to, you know, their personal situation, whether they're single, family, or whatnot. And then just as important is the comfortability, the friendliness, the, you know, ability to feel welcomed by the rest of those individuals in that respective department, whether you're a bus driver, custodian, or whatnot, so that there is the training, there is the knowledge, and then, you know, that they're working as a team. Teamwork is just huge, and that's not just, you know, a analogy to athletics, but it's working together. It's cooperation, it's collaboration, it's treating people with respect, that golden rule. So you touched a little bit about onboarding, and I know you've got a great team that helps you with that. For example, as you said, yes, it's a 1 to 2 day process where maybe share a little bit about what they're listening to. I know they have to listen to a lot of videos that are required by the state with respect to understanding certain protocols with bloodborne pathogens, with, you know, bullying and harassment. Maybe share a little bit about that. We also, I know, give them a little bit of, you know, a nice piece of bread that is made by a local baker that shows our, you know, respect for them to join us, and not just the respect, but even it's good food. You know, again, trying to make people feel comfortable. Share a little bit maybe more about how you do that with your team and bringing in new employees.
That's a good question. And one thing that I want people to remember is that when we're hiring a person, there's a double commitment there. There's the commitment on them to come in and do the job that we're expecting them to do, but also, what are we going to do for them? We offer a lot of services through human resources that don't necessarily have to do with their job per se, but it has to do with balancing their job and their other life commitments. And that's become very important because we know that some commitments outside of work can interfere with work, and thus a lot of times that's where you get turnover. You know, it's somebody who no longer, they can't afford their car, or their car is damaged or doesn't work. Well, they can't get to work. We have services that we attempt to link them up with that can help them in the short term so they don't have to lose their job or resign. So on onboarding, in the morning, the very first thing we do is we orient them to what Clark Pleasant is. There's a long history in this school corporation. We jokingly tell everybody, but it's true, with the four people in my department, we've had 14 kids go through this school corporation. All four of mine went through. Thankfully, they graduated, but all four of mine went through. And I was on the stage for each and every one of those kids. And so that's a sense of pride, because that's family. And we want our employees to feel like their family from the moment that they come in. So then we go through some of the nuts and bolts about the business of school, which is payroll, benefits, all of those things. We want to give them some semblance of understanding. And most of all, the way that we contribute to student achievement is in human resources. We take care of our employees. And that's about how quickly and accurately we can answer their questions. Because you have a question or you have a concern, that begins to consume you. And then, like you said, typically the end of the day are mandatory trainings required by either the corporation or the state of Indiana. Those are such things as universal precautions, human trafficking, child abuse, mandatory reporting, bullying, seizures. And so they do have to undergo that, and it's for all school employees throughout the state. So then at the very end, Christy Taylor, who is my human resources coordinator, makes sure that the employee knows exactly what they are supposed to do the next day as they arrive to their building, when to arrive, where to enter, who to ask for, because that's the point that we want to be able to successfully hand them off to their building to set them up for that success the first day.
Yeah, those are some great small touches, and it's the little things that matter that people remember and people appreciate. So appreciate, again, your team doing that for our new employees. So, you know, the last thing we want to maybe touch base on and talk about is within the last 4 to 5 years, as I previously mentioned, across all different occupations, we've seen a significant labor shortage. We won't go into the whys or the hows of that, but really with respect to Clark Pleasant Schools, maybe share what you've seen with obviously not as many applicants, probably in any particular posting, and then maybe talk a little bit about how we have embarked on trying to grow our own within our corporation.
Well, all facets of the American society they face this. It's all industries. It's very difficult to get a decent sized pool to select from, and that goes back to Principal Fight Club rule number one: hire the right people. So you're looking for people who fit our culture and should be around kids and are going to be really beneficial to those students. And so, like I had alluded to earlier, recruiting is year-round now, especially for the teachers. And we have to be creative. We have to use all the social media that's out there. We hold our own job fair for teachers. And since COVID, it became an online process for interviews. We have from time to time needed to hold classified job fairs when we're trying to get that. A lot of traveling is involved. I call March the roadshow. And that's because we've already started recruiting in January and February. In March is when the universities open their doors to us. And so we've got teams that travel around the state, sometimes out of state, just to make connections, because that's what this is all about. We may not even have a position right away, but we want that person to be hungry to come to Clark Pleasant. And so that's on the teacher side. We do, from time to time, go to other industry job fairs because, of course, we are looking for maintenance, custodial, food service, instructional assistants, just grounds crew. We've got every position under the sun. And so we do work with places like Work One, various different places like that. We've also at times tried to provide positions for students and recent graduates. We will have summer interns this year. We just had several different types of creative things, because then that gives a student the relevance of work. When we hire a student employee, they go through the exact job process from application to orientation that any employee does, because we believe that this is a life skill that we want to pass on to them. It's not just filling a position. We're preparing these students for life.
So those are some great strategies. So I got one last question for you. And I know, Dr. Schlosky, a lot of your job is dealing with the negative. There are times where you have to conduct serious investigations, allegations, whether it's personnel related, or even if it's impacting students in a negative manner. And I know that can be taxing and highly stressful. But I really want to ask you, as we wrap up this session, what is the most favorite part of your job?
Okay, that's a great question, and I know exactly the answer. Maternity leave planning. Because when a family is preparing for their family, they are confused. They are excited. It's a lot of things that can distract from student achievement. And I don't know, because a lot of times I think that I should have like those pediatrician offices where they've got the big board of all the kids and how they grow up. I love that I'll get pictures 1 a.m. in the morning of a newborn. People are proud to share. My office helps take away lots of the stresses and unknown. And now we put together a system that now I'm having staff members who are having their second, third, fourth babies under, you know, our system of how we handle that. And once again, they're going to be distracted, the families. And going back to student achievement, the more questions we can answer quickly and accurately up front, the less stress, and they can enjoy the experience of being parents.
Well, thank you, Dr. Schlosky, for again your leadership. Thank you for your servant's heart. You develop great relationships with people because you truly do care, and we just appreciate you. I appreciate you. So thank you again for your time. And just as a probably quick reminder, we'll probably take a few months break since we're entering summertime, and then start back up at the beginning of next school year, which will be in August. Have a great rest of the day. Thank you for listening.
Tim Talks is a production of the Whiteland High Entertainment Network. For more content, follow us on Instagram @WhitelandNet or check out our YouTube page.